You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Hi, Rachel. How you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Sorry, I don't think I let you know that Kelly is not on this week.
I think I've figured that out.
Yeah, it's good. There's a little bit of an accent change there. Bill has passed recently the Espionage and Foreign Interference Bill. What has kind of been the discussion about that over in Australia?
Well, a lot of people aren't very happy. It passed, I think, last night, and the aim of the bill is essentially to prevent foreign interference and update our national security laws, sort of based on, I guess, the fear that's come from the Cambridge Analytica stuff in the UK and in the US to make sure that no one's interfering with our elections, and also because there's a bit of a paranoia against Chinese influence in our region. But a lot of people are saying that there's a lot of stuff that's been put in this that is rushed and that has the power to really affect things like journalism and protesting.
Yeah, one of the things, the quotation, harm the government's interests, that's quite vague and potentially damning. Sounds like something out of a dystopian novel.
Yeah, it's quite scary because they are saying essentially that, really anyone who's considered to have some kind of foreign influence in their business, so a media organization that has some sort of foreign backing or a charity or advocacy group that's got some sort of foreign backing will have to deal with these laws. So things like reporting on breaches of international law by the government could be illegal. So whistleblowers, as long as they can find some kind of international connection, a whistleblower could be put in jail simply for reporting something that was in the public interest, just because they can basically say it was influenced by a foreign nation.
Mm. And there's concerns about peaceful protests being criminalized potentially?
Yeah, so there's a sabotage section of the bill that basically says that advocacy groups or protesters can be jailed for blocking public access to places. So if they, it's, I guess, the sort of old chain yourself to a tree kind of thing, in some situations, if that's going to harm Australia's interests, they could end up in jail for that as well.
Wow. Moving on, Australia has figured out that every child in a detention center in the Northern Territory is Indigenous.
This is a bit shocking, but then you're also knowing the Northern Territory, it's not overly surprising. The Northern Territory sort of, I guess, at the top of Australia, it's a very large region with a very small population, and a lot of that population are Indigenous. And it's been in the news over the past few years because of mistreatment of children in detention. And this week we found out that of the children in detention in the entire Northern Territory, every single one of them is Indigenous, which is really saying quite a lot about how we're managing Indigenous children and children with disadvantage in that area.
Mm. And so that's a very densely populated Indigenous area. How much do you think that is playing into that?
It would be a bit, but I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the fact that Indigenous people, by and large, are the most disadvantaged people, and children, especially if they are struggling with their parents, or if they don't have parents, they sort of have to rely a little bit on people around them and the government to make sure that they're going through life well. And I think what's been said is that people who work in detention centres, they're just not, or people who work for children with disadvantage are not doing their job properly, and there needs to be a lot more influence by the local Indigenous communities taking care of their own children instead of the, I guess, Western government coming in and trying to take over without true knowledge of the situation.
Mm. And so there has been a wave of abuse directed at an Australian female World Cup commentator for pronouncing names too well.
This one's a quite a disappointing one. Lucy Zelich is the female commentator for the, I guess, the Football World Cup. and she's a Croatian Australian, and it's on a broadcaster that has a big influence to supporting multiculturalism in Australia. And so Lucy's put a lot of effort into making sure that the foreign names, the European names, the South American names are all pronounced correctly. And people have really been angry about that, because in Australia we have, I guess, a habit of anglicising names and just making it really easy for people to just change people's names to suit them. And for some reason they seem to believe that this is what a Croatian Australian should be doing on our television.
Is that just some blatant racism we're seeing coming up, or...?
In some ways. And it has sort of started a conversation this week where multicultural Australians are coming out and saying, you know, for my entire life I've had people either willingly or unknowingly mispronounce my name, and it makes a lot of... And it makes me very happy to see somebody going out and putting the effort in. But then other people are also saying that Lucy's not the first person to do this. We've had male commentators in the past put a lot of effort into pronouncing names correctly, and they've been hailed for it. And the difference here is just that people are still uncomfortable seeing a woman commentate sport on national television.
Yeah, so what is that about? Why do you think people are so uncomfortable about a woman coming in and commentating?
It's interesting. I think it really is something that you just see across the board here. Lucy, she's got a very clear European Australian accent, and things like that in politics as well, and in sport. Everything that a woman does in positions where you wouldn't expect a woman to be just gets that extra level of criticism that you don't usually see when a man does it.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me. Rachel, we'll be talking with you next week.
No worries.
You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
That was Neighborhood Watch. Ripper.